Well, today I'm so excited to have the man himself, the Rod Stewart of real estate. He has built one of the biggest powerhouse real estate companies in New Zealand, going from strength to strength. Welcome, Martin Cooper.
Thank you very much for having me here on The Hustle. Ready for hustling. Good to
go. You're going to give us all the tips today around how we can hustle our way to success. So we're not on the cafe, we're on the Hustle podcast. Yeah. People may have seen you, you're on TV, you're everywhere.
Well, I believe in getting out there, marketing. I mean, the audience is out there, so you can't sell a secret, so promote yourself.
I love that. So, Martin, you are an incredible success today, but how did it all start? Because your website's fantastic, and I love how it says what you're doing now and where you've come from. And I was reading a little bit about your bio, and it said that you started working in a supermarket. Is that true?
Well, that was one of my jobs. You know, I did a lot of things. My parents had a good, strong influence on me, work ethic. My father had me up for the milk run at about age 11, I think. Wow. Freezing cold mornings in Queenstown. Did do some work in the supermarket, retail space for a while, sales rep for a company, but it was way back in 1983, I can cast my mind back, way before you were born. 1983 was when I got into real estate, so I was 22 years of age at that time. So it's been really a lifelong career now, getting up to 38 years. So,
wow. And every time I see you at any event, your days are incredibly structured, you're so productive, and you're always with people, and you're so positive. How have you maintained that positive energy and love for people after all of these years?
Well, I find actually, I didn't like the lockdown, you know, when you're at home or isolated. I found it lowered my mental energy and strength. So I think we're all vibrations of energy, and if you endeavour to give out good vibrations, you get them back, and that interaction with people. So I'm in the right sort of, real estate's not so much about bricks and mortar in the homes, it's about the people that move in and out. So it's the perfect business for me, and everywhere's an opportunity with the people we meet in our community.
So Martin, tell us, what was it like, Martin Cooper, 22 years of age, your first few years of establishing your individual brand as a real estate agent?
Well, that was interesting. Back in that time, last century, most real estate people were older people. They'd been in other business, and it was something you went into if you'd had a failed business. It wasn't like so much as it is now, a real career. It was, and the real estate population was mainly older. So I nagged a guy to get a job, really. I'd bought a house off this company, and I said, hey, I want to sell real estate. And they sort of fobbed me off a bit, come back when you're a bit older. But finally, I got a job. And then it was a massive learning curve. You know, the first year was struggle street because I had a salaried position before. And whether I was good, bad, or average, I got paid the same amount. And then I became like a commission-based agent. So you had to get good, or
that's
gooder.
Right.
It's not good English, but you were based on the results. If you closed the deals and you got the listings, you got the money. So it took a while to adjust to that, but I found after the first year, I thought, oh, this is tough, you know, this inconsistency of income. But then I started to focus in on the job, the skills, the scripts, the dialogues, the database. And I bought a book from Doug Maloof, a real estate trainer, and it was like the Bible. And it had all these ideas, so I just implemented these. And then first year, struggle, got the same amount as I did as a sales rep before. Second year, doubled my income. Third year, added that again, another 50%. And I just thought, yeah, this is good. The harder you go, the more you put into it, the better the rewards. And that is the beauty. Real estate is like your own business, like you're running your own business, even though you're under the umbrella of a brand or another company. And that's what I loved about it. It's like private enterprise.
Yeah, it takes some real hustle, doesn't it? Some real grind.
Yeah, I love the podcast. Hustle is such an important word in business. You know, people think things will just fall on their lap. But no, you've got to create opportunities, and you've got to be out there, be with the people, be at the events.
Right.
Hustle, yeah. And you're selling your attitude. So if you're enthusiastic, if you find people like you and trust you, you know, you give out the good vibrations, you get it back. That's the exciting part about real estate.
That's great. Great advice, because people do want to buy off people that they know, trust and like.
Oh, absolutely. They're buying your attitude. And look, 85% of people we deal with can't make a major buying decision by themselves. So you've got to be like an influencer. You've got to encourage. And I've encouraged so many people into property over so many years, but hand on heart, I could go back, all the people I sold into property 10 years ago, I'd go back to them and say, hey, I know you've enjoyed living here, but I'll give you a money back guarantee. I'll give you what you paid for this property. Now, none of them are taking up my offer at the moment.
Well, they're probably going to double it, especially in this hot market.
Oh, easily double it. But a lot of them needed influencing or encouragement to make that decision.
That's right.
And, you know, I like people, but I also like to encourage them. Buy, get into it, set the goals, go for it. And that's the exciting part of our job. We're helping people into homes, into properties, into investments, which I love.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. And I love how much you do in the community. Have you always been someone that wanted to make a difference through what you do?
I think that the community is where our business is. That's where we live, bring up our kids, grow our families. So if your business is prospering and doing well from the community in which you live and work, it's logical you should give back.
I agree.
Yeah, so we're 100%. Fully involved in health and fitness and arts and sports and all sorts of things, and that's where the people are. And in fact, if we partly contribute to making better communities, the actual asset that we sell, the real estate that's in that community, the better the community, the better the value, the more attractive it is. So we're just part of that mix, which
that's
is fantastic.
Right. Yeah, I love it. And North Shore, gosh, I grew up in the North Shore. It's such a great place to live.
Of course.
Can you say that?
The North Shore. What a great place to live. And I can say that it is incredible. And we're spreading out now to West Auckland, to Hobsonville. That is beautiful area. But, you know, you look at the diversity of the North Shore, the old character villas of Devonport and the new builds in Long Bay and right across. And we've got this undulating contour of land, so you've got all the views and the parks and the native bush, great schools, great education. So we're in real estate heaven where we live. It's such
a
wonderful place to live.
We are. That's very, very true. So did you ever, in those first few years of being an agent and building your business, at what point did you start to dream of owning your own real estate businesses like Cooper & Co?
Very early on, I've always believed if you're doing anything, do it to the best of your ability. So I've never, and that goes for anything. I even look back at, I have to say, even drinking. I remember I grew up with a drinking culture. I was quite good at that. You know, if you're having a few drinks, I would go full on.
I'm
sort of
give it 100%.
Yeah, I moderate that now, but skiing, I love skiing as a kid, so I did the ski racing. I loved, if you get in the race, you want to win it. Playing sport, I wanted to play in the highest level team that I could. And I think if you look back on your life, you know, you visualize the tombstone, you know, they say, rests in peace. You know, if your epitaph just said, I turned up and participated, it's not what I would like to leave as a legacy. It's if you're doing anything, do it to the best of your ability, whatever you choose to do. So right from an early age, I looked at business leaders in real estate and thought, yeah, that's good. I like what you're doing here. I like what you're doing there. I was always looking and thinking, what would I do if I was in your position, if I was leading this company? And then I remember at a very young age going to real estate industry events and visualizing having a large company with many people prospering, and it was a clear vision that I had, and I'm blessed now to say that vision, because I had it, has become a reality, and I am blessed to have the largest Harcourts franchise globally, winning real estate industry awards, excellence awards, and having people that are doing personal best, that are prospering, and now the energy I have, because I like people, I work with some of the best people on our team auctioneers, people like you. You know, we've got some fantastic people in our company, and that, you know, I think some people, sometimes their companies, they think, oh, I don't want to employ them, they might be better than me, they might show me up. I love employing top line people, and then that keeps me, I have to keep polishing up my skill set and my tools. I have to keep up.
Yeah.
So that keeps me young.
It keeps you lifting.
Keeps me
lifting your game.
Yeah.
Keeps you fresh.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you have incredible energy.
Well, I do like to manage sleeping. I like resting and recharging, hydrating. I do a lot of mountain bike cycling for fitness. I also measure that. I'm sort of far more working on my mind and my physical state because, you know, one time, I was on a cruise ship in the Mediterranean with a group of five couples. And one of the guys wouldn't do the shore visits. We'd be in Athens or Mykonos or all these wonderful places.
Fantastic.
Yeah, just beautiful in the Mediterranean. You'd sail through the night and you'd wake up somewhere. And after about 4 days, I said, Pete, why don't you come and look at all this? And he had all the money in the world. He had worked his butt off and been full on, but he just hadn't managed his health. So it was too stressful and too tiring to go out and enjoy all the wealth he'd created because he hadn't kept fit on the way through. So life, you need balance, hard work, intensity and focus, but you need to rest, recharge, you need to feed your mind, feed your body to be working at optimum level. So, and of course, as you get older too, your cells don't regenerate as quickly, you don't bounce back. So you need to be working on, this is the vehicle that takes us through life. These eyes are what's going to see the wonderful sunsets in the countries when we travel again and enjoy the grandchildren that I'm getting in my life now and be out playing and active. So you can't just be all work and no physical look. You've got to look after, if you be the best self you can be and then you can help others.
Absolutely. So. I think that's a really important point that you've touched on there, because there's some people that are billionaires and they are depressed. So having a balance and looking after your mental and your physical health is really important. So in terms of your mindset and you're saying you're working on your mind, what are some rituals that you have in place? Does that look like an audiobook or a podcast? What is it that is inspiring you?
I was thinking back. I had a business coach last century and he did a really interesting analogy for me. He said, you imagine a rancid piece of meat just sitting there and it had been out in the sun, you know, and the flies had got to it and just, you know, he said physically all of your senses would look at that, your sight would say, you would smell that, your sense of taste, you'd hear the flies buzzing around, all your senses, your primeval senses would say, don't eat that, that's bad for you. And yet as human beings we often have no filter on what we feed our minds. So we just let negative stuff come in. We watch crap on reality TV, crap. And you're feeding your mind and you're listening to other people. You're not filtering. Whereas I am quite strict about the way I talk to myself, my self-talk, my affirmations. I'm constantly searching through for uplifting things. I'm reading things, podcasts like yours, you know, things that uplift you.
Yes.
Because you wouldn't put rotten meat into your body because you know it's going to hold you back. So don't put rotten stuff into your mind. And I really control that as much as I can.
Yeah, fantastic.
I have so many different things. I'll go to the gym. And I used to go to the gym and like you do reps, you know, those circuits. And I just used to go like with the dumbbells. And I always thought they're dumbbells because they never ring. You know, they call them dumbbells. But you go one, two, three, four, you know, or lat pull downs. You're always just counting. So I actually do stuff like I run the best real estate agency in New Zealand. Or I am a great partner. I am a great parent. I know that's a rep of 10. But the thing is, if I go to the gym, I know how to count to 10. I learned that when I was about 15. I could do that. If I go to the gym and do 40 reps and I say, I run the best real estate agency in New Zealand 40 times, it's sort of in my subconscious.
That's right.
And then all my actions that day, if I fall off and do something that's not professional or efficient, my subconscious says, hey, weren't you just saying you run the best real estate agency in New Zealand? Is that living to the values of what that is? You know, you're sort of, so I'm constantly feeding my mind, and our minds, what a muscle, how strong they are. Mental health, mental fitness. I've had depression myself, generally not over love interests or emotional things, but over financial stress. You know, I need to have enough money to be financially comfortable, yes, to make me feel strong and secure. Valuable and secure.
Yeah.
So having had depression and anxiety and worries, I now measure, I need to feed my mind, I need to make goals, set plans and have structure and discipline so I don't fall off the wagon and go there.
So you have high levels of self-awareness and you've learned some of the tools to manage and to work through depression and anxiety. So now you've put things in place?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. First time, you know, some people go through life, it's not in their DNA to get anxiety or stress or depression, just like some people will get melanoma, some people won't, you know, even though they're all out in the sun a lot. So, you know, you have different threads of what is your makeup, but if you are prone to anxiety or depression in your life, first few times it will happen, it will blindside you, but then if you study it and learn it, it's a bit like you're watching the weather. You know, if you're feeling a bit off, you know, there's a wee bit of a storm coming in. Well, you start to put the raincoat on and go out and talk to your friends and express yourself, do exercise and, like, have affirmations. There's so much material there. But my mum, I remember she used to say to me, you know, oh, that person, one of your brothers, they woke up on the wrong side of the bed. You know, that was her saying, meaning they're in a bad mood. And I actually thought you just got what you got till I was about 30 years of age, you know. But now I realised I'm the boss of me. I'm the boss of my mind. So now I take control. I don't want to waste a day because I'm in a bad mood. I recognise it and then I do some behaviours to shift that mood into a better space. Because a day in a grumpy, bitchy mood is not going to help your productivity, your business, your friends, your family, your loved ones.
It's so true.
So why burn that day? Do something to shift yourself into a better space.
Yes, I love that. Changing state. Tony Robbins talks a lot about that.
Oh, there's a wealth of stuff. He is an awesome, inspirational guy. You just watch a few of his clips. He does priming, which I quite often do. I love
priming.
Priming, you know, the breathing and then just sitting calmly and going through everything you're grateful for and then just look at what you're going to do that day and that week and that month. Simple, really cool clip on the YouTube about Tony Robbins priming. In fact, I haven't done that. I better prime up.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I'm so glad that you brought that up. I love priming. And it's also refocusing yourself. And it's incredible, like you're saying. You can spend a whole day. We've all got so much energy and we get a choice, don't we? We're in control. And are you going to give power to the negative or the positive? And we actually have the power to decide. And you can spend a whole week achieving nothing, feeling negative or sorry for yourself. Or you could spend a week smashing some goals and signing a big deal. It's actually that simple. And once you, and the power of hearing you even talk about some of your struggles, I think, is wonderful because I don't think enough people open up. I think people see someone successful like yourself and they just assume it's been easy for you. But everyone has struggles that they've had to overcome.
I would say going through being depressed, anxiety and stress has been helpful, but and I'd rather have that because I think just going through life, if you were just in the same mood constantly, would potentially, to me, would be boring because I don't mind having a low time because you can maybe have better high times.
So for anyone watching or listening today and they are in a job but they've got this vision and this dream of wanting to be an entrepreneur and pioneer their own business, what are some of the key tips you would give them and things to focus on if they're starting from zero but they want to build to a multi seven-figure business?
Well, the first thing is to find out what you want to do. You know, think about something, you know, do something you like, do something that you can be passionate about. So choose a career. But whatever you're doing right now, whatever it is, even if it's not fulfilling you, at least be the best at it that you are. So if you're in a manufacturing job and you don't like it, be the best person in that manufacturing job, because by being the best person, nature will select you for other opportunities. If you're the grumpy, negative person, you're going to shun opportunities away. Oh, why bother mentioning that to him? He's always bitching and moaning, and he has got a bad aura. But back to the real context of the question, if you're starting from zero, you're going to have to get your front end right, be credible and talk about it, but you've got to have a back end as well. You've got to have structure, discipline, you've got to set goals, you've got to have a vision.
Yes.
I was at a training session, at a session this morning. Christopher Luxton was there, budding Prime Minister material potentially, you know, new MP. And he's led Air New Zealand, as people will remember. But he's a leader and he wants to be a leader. So he specifically, right from a young man, has studied an individual leader each year, got to know the strengths and quality of world leaders from historical people. So he says, I want to be a leader.
Good idea.
He spent his life studying the best leaders. He was talking about Barack Obama, meeting him and studying him. He's talking about one of the Roosevelts at the moment he's studying this year. And I thought, crikey, I want to be a good leader. How much do I study world leaders who've had high-level achievement? He thinks enough to think, if I want to be a really top leader, why not study in detail other brilliant leaders that have gone before me? So if you're wanting to establish a career in anything, study what the best do.
Yes.
Copy them. Have a goal. Have a plan. And put in the hard yards behind it. And the world is full of abundance of opportunity if you see it through those eyes.
Very true. And success leaves clues.
It does.
Absolutely. And I love studying the greats. Even Tyson. Even with sport. Just people that have achieved greatness in their life. And I love the ones that have come from nothing and they've had to hustle and grind. And then, like you're saying, they've had to develop themselves. It's their inner game and that resilience, especially the field we're in. Gosh, it's very competitive. And I love that you have to be resilient, because...
Well, resilience is a big thing in our job, because not every deal that you sign up, things beyond your control affect the outcome. So
that's right.
Resilience is very important. I remember as a young salesperson starting off, crikey, that was Muldoon, some of your... He was a prime minister and they had a wage and price freeze, and you'd sign up a contract subject to finance for 6 weeks, and the banks were very tight at giving out money. So you'd have a seller and a buy, negotiate the deal, then you put the finance clause on it. I had a drawer full of contracts that never came to fruition because the banks, things beyond my control.
Yes.
But what happened was I did do enough hustles that enough of the contracts I wrote stuck, you know. The ones that fell were disappointments, but you just had to do the numbers to get the ones that did stick so you could grow and prosper in your business. And, yeah, facing rejection, being resilient, all important aspects. And if you're not, well, maybe just stick with the job, you know, where you just get an income, whether you're good, bad or average.
So people wanting to get on the property ladder, what would your advice to them be right now in the current market?
Oh, you've set a goal and go for it. Don't give up. You know, and hey, you have to hustle, man. If you're on minimum wage, well, you're going to have to take time to educate yourself and get up. You're going to have to work harder and better. You know, you can prosper. You can't just, but if you give up, well, that's what you get. You give up and you're going to be renting for the rest of your life.
That's right. So getting on the ladder and then...
Well, get two jobs, you know, educate yourself and work harder, smarter, and, you know, it's achievable.
And also thinking about multiple streams of income. If you're a business owner, investing and building a property portfolio is a wonderful way to get return on investment over a period of time.
Absolutely. Or for young people, have a KiwiSaver, max out the KiwiSaver.
That's a great idea.
And then
it's great we've got that.
You can take that out and use that as a deposit. So I'm still maxing out my KiwiSaver right now, because when I hit 65, I'm going to feel maybe old, maybe my mental attitude might be deterred, but I'm going to go in and cash in my KiwiSaver that day, and I feel like I've won lotto, you know. That might cheer me up a bit, a big dollop of cash. So even at my age, I've been saving and accumulating wealth by buying properties. I'm still maxing out my KiwiSaver. For a young kid now, as soon as you turn, you know, get into employment, top payment into your KiwiSaver is a starting point. There's 1.8 million New Zealanders who are property investors. They don't even know it because they're investing in KiwiSaver, and about 30 or 40% of the KiwiSaver funds are in property portfolios. So they're doing it anyway. So if you can't buy your own right now, just put money away. Slow but sure, like, you know, the hare or the tortoise. My father was like a tortoise with his investments. I was hearing over here and, you know, I was like, do more, Dad, do more, buy more. But just steady, steady, steady. He's 88 now, and that steady approach to long-term investment, he's got enough money to live comfortably and help his family prosper. So savings is setting a goal and sticking with it. The now society is a big problem. I want it now. I need a new iPhone now. I need new carpet. I need new furniture. I need everything. But good things take time. So just start small increments and they add up.
I love that. Good things take time. Thank you so much, Martin, for your wealth of knowledge and sharing your story with us today. I just know that so many people are just going to be able to just take their life to a whole other level if they can apply what you've discussed. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on The Hustle. Cheers.